This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. This is Rich Baum from beautiful Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz here from New York. And a happy new year to you, Rich, starting the year off. How's your first week and a half of the new year been?
You know what? I'd like to think that 2021 can only be better than 2020, but I'm going to give it some time because we have a lot of things going on in January, as everybody knows.
That's my kids upstairs.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, man, 2020 actually turned out to be an okay year for me. I had a little bit of run-in with COVID, as many people did, not myself, but my family. But we are all safe, no signs of anything. And just hoping that 2021 is as good as 2020, you know?
Yeah. As you said, I think it can only go up from here as far as, quality scale on the year itself. But, I also, knock on wood, I think people in our industry have all been, fairly stable as far as their businesses in 2020, because as everything else went down, real estate actually went up a little bit. So I know here in New York, for that matter, at least. So everyone's been pretty busy. So,
yeah. And, it really surprised the hell out of me, because in March last year, I was sure it was just going to be at least for 2, 3, 4 months, but it was great. And who had any idea this thing would be going on in 2021? I'm just blown away. Anyway,
yeah,
let's get off the COVID thing.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So what's going on this week on Shooting Spaces? What do we got?
So we got an Ask the Guys question, a question from Holt Webb, who has asked a question before a couple months ago. I don't remember what he asked last time, but this is an interesting topic and something we've dived into a little bit here and there. So I figured let's go into a little bit more of a detailed discussion. So I will play it for you now.
Hey guys, Holt Webb with Holt Webb Art and Photography again. I got a quick question about usage. I discovered that a commercial listing agent is using some images that I had shot for the previous agent on that listing. So I guess they inherited the images through the service. I guess it's LoopNet. So I contacted the agent. It was very, very friendly, but the agent turned out to be a 50-year-old child and called me names and everything, and was not pleasant in the least. So they're not going to take the images down. They say it is LoopNet's responsibility, and this particular agent doesn't care one way or the other. So I asked how to get in touch with LoopNet, and again, they weren't very helpful. So how do you get through? Is the industry too far gone to be able to recover anything from that kind of theft? I mean, all of these online agencies, Redfin, Zillow, LoopNet, even the local ones, all the MLSs are stealing images, and they have it in their contracts that when you upload images, they get to keep them and they can resell them, reuse them, whatever they want to do. Totally not fair. How do you deal with that? Anyway, that's my question. Pretty upset. I want to punch the guy in the face. See you guys.
All right. Wow. Want to punch the guy in the face. I mean,
no, let's start off. I'm going to say, Brian, you're probably going to agree. Don't punch the guy in the face.
The guy in the face. Although you did.
But wait, I just want to say one disclaimer. We are not lawyers in any way, shape or form. Take everything we say with a grain of salt. And this disclaimer, totally. Yes. You can't sue us. So,
not legal advice.
Not legally.
But good legal advice would be don't punch the guy in the face. That I can offer as legal advice. Don't punch the guy in the face.
Personal advice. Yes. You might hurt your hand, and that would really, you'd hit his teeth, and it goes to court. Oh, don't do that. What do you want to, start off, Brian?
I don't know.
We all have this issue.
Yeah, this is such an interesting topic, because when you started off with the question, my first initial response would have been, all right, call this guy up, tell him the dilemma, tell him the issue, and try to turn into a client. Try to turn into a client. But it seems like you did go that route and he just went off on you, you know, as you called it, a 50-year-old kid. So obviously this is somebody that you will never want to work with, Holt, probably in the future. So the idea of trying to turn him into a client is kind of thrown out the window. So then it's a matter of either taking legal action if you want to go that route, which is a route you can go, or just figuring out a way to get the images taken down. So LoopNet, if I'm not mistaken, is mostly commercial real estate, because I know a lot of my commercial real estate clients use it. Let me take a look. Not that it makes much of a difference anyway. Yeah, it looks like they're mostly commercial real estate. But I don't see why there's any way you can't get in touch directly with LoopNet. I mean, I'm looking at their website now and there's...
Well, he says he did. I think he says he did and they weren't any help.
Oh, I thought he said he asked the agent for LoopNet's information and the agent wasn't any help. Whatever the case is, however we interpreted that, obviously LoopNet has a contact us page. I just found it now as we speak, and there's a phone number and an email. So you can obviously go that route and try to reach out to them. There's other options as well, as far as maybe reach out to the agent's broker directly. And I mean, look, we're not trying to be rats here, but he is stealing your intellectual property. So reach out to the broker, explain what the situation is, and let his boss, if he's not the broker, handle it and deal with it with him directly. I guess that'll be the easiest way to go. If that is no help, you know, obviously you can go onto Google and fill out those, what are they, the DMCA requests, I think, something, I don't know if those abbreviations are right, but whatever the case is, where you can have those images submitted and Google won't display them or anything like that. The thing with, you know, I know he asked about the images feeding to MLS and Zillow and all those. I think when you give your agents license to market the pictures, it's pretty understandable that they're going to feed to all the different sites, whether it's Zillow, MLS, and, you know, Trulia, whatever the case is. And I have no problem with that, because in those situations, the agent's using them to market the listing, no matter what, I don't specify in my license what platform he has to use to sell them on. I just say that he's going to be able to use them in his marketing. So however he wants to go about doing that, that's his own business. Obviously, if he's stealing it and they're going across all the other platforms, that's a different issue. So I wouldn't worry so much about it appearing over all the different platforms if it's a fully licensed job. Obviously, if none of these ways work, then you can, you know, find an attorney and file a case, which is always the last resort. And I hate to do it, but you can make some money that way too. You know,
let me ask you, Brian, to clarify, this isn't about going out over the internet on the MLS listing. This was using on his website, right?
No, LoopNet. LoopNet is like an MLS for commercial real estate.
Oh, so this isn't going on his own personal.
I didn't get the impression he was using it on his own personal, but although it might, you know, a lot of agents and brokers' websites now also feed into the MLS and all those. So if it's going out on LoopNet and it's going out across all the other sites, it might be feeding to his site as well. But it doesn't really matter.
That changes everything to me. If it's not going to his personal, if he's not using the MLS images to go on his personal website, I'm like, I'm sorry to say this, and I might get hate mail, and people think I'm just the worst person for the business. But I just got over it. It's just,
It's weird. There's like a fine line, because part of me is like, at the end of the day, we charge so little and is it worth a fight? But at the end of the day, if you shot these images for Agent A and now Agent B is using them, and Agent B is going to make a solid commission, because the commissions in real estate, commercial real estate, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, commissions in real estate are a lot more hefty. If this Agent B is set up to make whatever it is, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 off your images, and you didn't see a penny of that, I have a little bit of a problem with that. So You can go. It's such a hard.
There's nothing you can do. It goes out, and it goes out to everything, and it's the way it is. I just don't know how to possibly control. You know, you have different agents' pictures on your agent's listing, and it's just I don't know what the answer is. You know, for that.
Well, look, my. A lot of my real estate images occasionally appear across all different sites and even other other brokerages' websites because the other brokers pull the feed from MLS and it appears on their site. But I don't mind that because it still says when someone clicks on it who the listing agent is. You know, the problem is in Holt's situation where the listing agent is not the person who, what it says the listing agent is not the person who paid him for the pictures and doesn't have a license. So, you know, if I shoot for agent A and then that listing is appearing on agent B's website, but when you go to it, it still says who the original listing agent is, even on agent B, that's fine because the, you know, my client is still listed as the listing agent and is marketing the property. It's when, you know, the listing agent is listed as someone who is not my client or didn't hire me or didn't pay me. That's when I get a little, and you know, I used to kind of be years ago, oh, it's okay. And as I'm getting into more and more commercial stuff where the images have a much higher value, you know, my mindset's changing a little bit and
it's completely different.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a tougher fight with real estate than it is with commercial. But nevertheless, I mean, look, if this guy is set up to make $50,000 or I'm just giving a hypothetical number, you know, you can go to litigation and you're going to win a decent amount of money on this. So
it's really boils down to what are you prepared to put up with? What are we really talking about here? Is it principle? Are you ready for the time? Because let's do this as a spec thing. You're doing spec, figuring that you might make some money. Who knows what it will take? Are you prepared to go there? If you are, I'm 100% behind anybody trying to stand up for their rights. Don't get me wrong. Me personally, when I started, I used to really search my photos and search. I would try and find out who's using this and doing that. And after several years and thousands of listings, it just got like, you know, I hate to sound like whatever. But, you know, and if we were, you know, maybe we'll touch on another subject is if an agent is now using your images for their website, that was something I was prepared to talk about because I feel really strongly on that one. And I'm not opposed to going to their door and knocking on their door and having a conversation with them because that's blatant stealing.
That's good.
You know,
Yeah, we'll get into that in a sec because I want to stop you there because we forgot to, you know, do a little read from our sponsors. So I'm going to start off with talking about HD Photo Hub. And we want to thank them for sponsoring this episode. HD Photo Hub is a back office system designed just for real estate photographers. Give your clients a place to download their photos, make updates to the property websites, get flyers and social media tiles, and so much more. All on a platform that is branded to your company. Check them out at hdphotohub.com. That's hdphotohub.com. Now, back to what you were saying. Yes. So let's say you have an agent. You're talking about agents that you didn't, not your clients, you did not shoot for them, and then they're using the listing on their own.
No. I was actually talking about an agent that you shoot for that was, you did a real estate shoot. And they think it's okay to use those photos on their website infinitely. And to me, that is where we really start getting a problem because that's a blatant and a clear violation of an understanding. And most important though, is that's where communication, that is where clarification of expectations is involved. And this could be an opportunity to talk about it when you don't have this happen, talk about it with your agent. Just bring it up that by the way, you know that you can't use the photos on your website and that, you know, talk about that. But once they've already done it, you can then bring that up and have that a moment to bring it up. But that's a little harder because now they've already done it. But you know, you have that discussion at some point in your relationship. And that's where it's really important because any client is not allowed to, any MLS is not, or any business is not allowed to use your photos on their website if they did not pay specifically to do that specific thing as using them on their website.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I have less of a problem with that than Holt's situation. And the reason is, granted, you're right. They didn't get the proper license for the website. They just got the license for marketing the property. But at least they're your client, and at least they paid you, and at least they have some sort of license. You know what I mean? In Holt's situation, someone that has nothing to do with him is just blatantly taking his images and stealing them. You know, there's been no contact. This agent didn't call and say, even, hey, I don't have a budget. Can I use them? And maybe Holt would have said, sure, with the potential of getting a new client or whatever. This guy just took them off, you know, the previous website and took them. So, which is what's awesome about what we do here, is because we can have different opinions. But yeah, I think Holt's situation is worse than what you're describing.
Interesting. So. And, you know, it's also, I would venture to say it's much more difficult to try and fight this fight if that's what you're dealing with. You know, you're dealing with somebody that has no, if they're not your client, why are they gonna, you know, and they may think they're in the right too, but you know what, even if they don't, even if they know they're in the wrong, they can be a jerk about it. And there's not, I don't know what you can really do. And if you do, I think I've more power to you, but are you ready for that fight? And if you are, then go for it.
You know? For sure. Well, I have an interesting question, something that happened to me. I'd love to get your opinion on it, Rich. I had a client, a real estate agent of mine locally, who called me last week and asked me to go out and shoot the exteriors of a house that was sold locally. He wasn't the listing agent, but he brought the buyers on. So he brought the buyers and sold the house and got the split commission, but he wanted to use the exteriors of the house in his ad to say, hey, you know, I got this property sold. Now he hired me. I went out, I shot the exterior knowing that that was his usage. So I gave him the license for that. So legally there was nothing wrong with it. I just felt a little strange ethically shooting it because he wasn't the actual listing agent, although he did bring the buyers on. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the most important thing, and the one part of that that's totally clear to me, cut and dry, is it has to be okay with the listing agent. You have to let them know. They can't find out about it roundabout that you did anything. It's like if you relicense photos, you have every right to relicense another agent's photos after the listing is expired, totally. But the last thing I'm going to do, I'm always going to reach out to the agent. If they're one of my, you know, one of my clients, I'm going to reach out and say, hey, this agent wants to license these images. And I just, I'm giving you the courtesy of reaching out to you before I do it.
I didn't shoot the original listing. He just asked me to go out and take a picture of the exterior of the house after they went to contract or after they closed already. And said he wants to use this exterior in an ad saying he got this house sold. So,
oh, he didn't actually sell it.
Well, he brought the buyer on. So he got the split commission. So he got the split commission. He hired me to come out, shoot the exterior. I shot the exterior, gave him a license to use it in his ads to market his business, not specifically the property, which legally there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I hired him.
As long as your agent is, as long as your original agent, it's not going to offend them.
Well, the original agent was not my client. The original agent wasn't my client. So personally, it's not my problem. It's his problem.
Absolutely. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, I went out and I shot it. I just felt a little strange doing it. So I wanted to see your opinion on it.
Well, that's the way you are, Brian. You know.
Yeah.
You okay? We got little ones in the room?
No, we got the dog in the room.
Little ones. Yeah.
I guess.
That's clear and dry to me, man. I think go ahead and shoot that and charge for it. And I don't think you have a problem. But again, I'm not a lawyer, and often I don't know what I'm talking about. So, okay, I'd like to bring on a little word for one of our sponsors, iGUIDE. iGUIDE is a turnkey solution for those looking to expand their real estate photography business beyond photography to add 3D tours, laser accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and a professionally drafted floor plans. Get your first 5 iGUIDEs free by adding the code SHOOTINGSPACES in the referral section at your purchase. Visit goiguide.com to learn more. That's goiguide.com.
Thanks, Rich. And before we sign off, let's talk. I don't know if you even use any of these, because I know before when I was just doing real estate, I wasn't really using them. But there's a couple of different options for people to track their images and see where they're being used. So I use a company called Image Rights. I know there's Pixie. I know there's a few others, but the two that I know offhand, and I'll do some research and put some more in the show notes. But Pixie I used to use, and I started using a company called Image Rights where I upload the images. And what I do is I do a quarterly. So the same day that I register my images with the United States Copyright Office, which I cannot stress enough to people, well, you know, without trying to sound, you know, self-serving, I just finished and won a litigation case where an architect overseas stole my images, and they were registered to the Copyright Office, and that's how they were able to get me some money. So, and they told me that if it wasn't copyrighted, they would have been able to get significantly less amount of money. So that being said, the day that I register my images with the Copyright Office, I also go into Image Rights. I upload all my images from that day so they have them. So I do it every 3 months, which I'm due to do now because the year just ended. And they basically send me emails, or I go onto their site every couple of days and just see any sightings they found. They just have bots that crawl the web, and anytime your images pop up, they show you, and you can say it was authorized usage, or you can go file a claim. You can use their attorneys if you want to file a claim with their attorneys, or you can just go ahead and use your own attorneys. You know, their attorneys charge a decent amount of money, but it's also less headache. You just click two check boxes and you're done, and you just kind of sit back and hopefully wait for it. The only thing I had to do was upload my image copyright certificate and move on for there. So, I mean, do you use any of these services, or are you... You're not so worried.
Well, let me ask you first. I know you do a lot of what you're doing is commercial work. Are you also uploading all of your, just, let's just say it's a $200 job, real estate job. Is that the same thing? You're uploading all of your real estate?
Nope.
Okay. So I probably should. Important.
I probably should. And this is probably going to go against, what we're talking about here, but kind of in line with what you said with the real estate, you know, I'm shooting less and less residential now. So right. I don't want to say I don't care, but I don't care. Is that...
As this is a real estate photography podcast, I think we need to not, I mean, sure, let's include what you just said, but I think of what you just said as in another, to me, is in a whole nother ball game. And maybe it really shouldn't be, but to me it is. And
I think it shouldn't be, because if you're shooting exclusively real estate, then those, you know, I'm shooting, you know, from a real estate perspective, 85 to 90% of my real estate work is commercial. And then from an overall perspective, you know, my residential, real estate probably makes up at this point, 2 to 3% of my work. Maybe I'm shooting 20 houses a year now. So it pains me to say that I'm not so worried, but look at guys like Kerry Byrne, who that's all he does is real estate. And he's, I don't want to say he's making a fortune, but he's making a lot of money off infringements.
Okay.
And he takes it seriously.
Well, I can't speak for that because I don't know the process and the time. Because if you're working for a commercial client, it's cut and dry. You don't have one guy to go to. Well, you might actually have other people to go to, but it's much more cut and dry than if you're doing MLS. As you said, it's all over the internet on everywhere. You know, you look at your address after you shoot it, and as you can see your photos on 20 different websites. So where do you go with that? And you know, again, is this something you want to deal with? I found for myself, because I was also dealing with, I mean, like in terms of what you were talking about, you know, going more for client, for a commercial client, me for weddings or for portraits or for, you know, stock images and stuff like that. I used to worry about it, and I used to try and track it with those, you know, like Pixie or whatever. And I just found it upset me too much, and it wasn't worth it to me personally, because I really wasn't. I guess the bottom line is for this whole conversation today is, what are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to follow up on this? And if you are, And is this worth your time? Because again, it's a speculative business venture to try and recoup money on stolen goods. But I'm saying do it. So what is it worth to you? To me, I got like using stuff on Facebook and stuff and people using my photos. You know, I don't get bent out of shape like I used to because just stuff just happens. But I'm not saying that you should. I'm saying more power to you if you want to do that. And I think that, you know what, I think Carrie Burns, though, has been doing this so long. Carrie Byrne has been doing this so long, and he's such a high-level professional that he just has set himself up to this is part of his workflow. And I think that registering your images are great, and I'm 150% behind you there. But I'm just saying is how practical, if you're shooting 800 houses a year, it's something that is realistic to recoup money on this situation. I just don't know. If it's realistic, then I would say absolutely throw it into your workflow where you, at every 3 months or whatever, you register your images and then go through a service to search for these. And because I say, if you try and search for this yourself, like I used to do, just kind of like snooping, doing detective work, private eye work on the internet, it was ripping my time and my heart out, and I was getting pissed off. And I wasn't really in the position to do anything seriously to recoup the money. So I think it really depends on you and what you're prepared to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a benefit to doing it. From a real estate perspective, you can recoup some money. Yeah. But I think, see, it's hard. You know, what happens if an agent steals your images? They got the listing. You shot them for agent A. Agent B comes in, gets the listing after agent A can sell them. And they take your images and agent B can't sell the house. So they use the images to market the property, but they didn't make any money off them. So, you know, I mean, I'm not an attorney. I don't know how it works, but you know, how much are you going to really recoup out of that if that second agent didn't even make money off it? I don't know.
That's where you had mentioned really important, like at the very beginning, you said, can you make that other agent possibly turn this into a benefit and make that other agent possibly into a client, which is kind of where we talked to Adam Taylor about licensing images. Take a bad situation instead of getting pissed off and coming at them at an angry way, maybe turn it around to you say, hey, let's work together what you can do. So, you know, I think that's maybe different than what I was thinking, you know?
No, I mean, look, you should definitely try to turn it around in your favor. Look, I had, you know, I was mentioning, I had an architect overseas who stole about 9 of my images and put them on her website. Now she did design the property, but it was a retail store. I licensed the images directly to the retail store. They were the one that hired me. The architect took them and put them on their website. Now, when I first discovered this back in April or May, I actually emailed the architect directly. And I said, I saw these on your website. Are you interested in licensing them? If you don't want to, I just need to ask you to take them down. If you want to, this is the price. I can send you an invoice. I never heard back. So she never responded. So I gave her another email about a month later, still never responded. And then at that point, I clicked the little checkbox on image rights that said, all right, pursue a case, you know, and then all of a sudden, once she hears from the attorneys, then she responds back to me.
And again, so, that's commercial work. You know, again, I think it's, to me, it's super important to separate.
Sure. But my point is, it shouldn't make a difference, even though I guess it does because we work in a cheaper field of photography. I guess it does. That's, and it's tough. It's tough for volume shooters. I know you're not a volume guy, Rich, but people that shoot 20 properties a week, because for each registration for the copyright office, you can only do 750 at a time. So for those people that are doing 15, 20 houses a week, I mean, you know, if you're going to have to register your images every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, if you're shooting that much, just to keep up. So it's tough. But I think
it's practical. I think it's just as practical for your particular situation, you know, and that's a decision you've got to make. Each person has to make, are you ready to go down that road? And if you are, but I think we can both say both of us are not going to say in any way, shape, or form not to pursue it because it's the right thing to do. That's the bottom
Well, it's
line.
Definitely the right thing to do, 100%. Like you said, Rich, you said it dead on. Is the time you're going to put in worth the return at the end of the day if you have infringements? Which is why, for me personally, I don't pursue their infringements myself. I just let the image rights attorneys do it for me, so I don't have to deal with it. It's very time off. You know, I literally click a couple of check boxes, but I do put the work in every quarter. And look, to be honest, it probably takes me 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours every quarter to register my copyrights on all my images and upload them to image rights, about 2 to 3 hours. So you're not talking about a significant amount of work, but it's time you're sitting at the computer, focused in, you got your workflow down and you do it. So, you know, at the end of the day, I can devote 2 to 3 hours every quarter. You're talking about, you know, 10, 12 hours on the year. To make sure everything.
But for you, it's really super important to me that we clarify. I clarify that you are in your situation, and you're 80. You said you're 98% non-residential now.
Correct.
So there's no question in my mind what you're doing is the right thing to do and well worth the time. I'm strictly saying that for me, doing MLS or somebody out there doing it. It's just something that it wasn't a good fit for me. And it's something I didn't pursue because bottom line was pissing me off. It was making me mad. And I thought that alone, you can't put a price on that. So if you're going to sit back and just go, damn it, I'm going to punch him in the face. Somebody's using my images. That's to me a bad road to go down, but that's just me. I'm an old guy and I've been there and it wasn't worth it. So anyway, I'm agreeing with you 1,000%.
Yeah, I was just making the argument for doing it if you are a real estate guy. But anyway,
let's have Carrie Byrne on. Okay. If you're out there, Carrie, we want you. I'll be contacting you. Okay.
All right, cool. So as we wrap up, I'm going to say a little word from Frodo Up. Who doesn't like free editing? Rich, you like free editing, don't you?
I love free editing.
Well, we love free everything. Frodo Up is now offering $100 of free editing to Shooting Spaces listeners. You can choose to work with their team of trained editors starting at just $1 per image or choose to work directly with an editor to have them learn your specific style. Don't need editing help. Photo Up also provides virtual staging, property websites, photo delivery, and website design and development services. Photo Up even offers specialized virtual assistants starting under $7 an hour. Perfect if you're looking to add an assistant to help with admin or marketing tasks. Head over to photoup.net/shootingspaces or click the Photo Up link on the Shooting Spaces website to redeem your free $100 credit. And with that, Rich, as always, it's been fun.
It's been long. I want to say this got way out there. And I know, again, I want to just again say we're not lawyers and we have different points of view. And what works for me, don't anybody send me hate mail, because I think if you want to go for what you want to do it and you're prepared to it, it's the right thing to do. But is it, it's really what it's worth to you. And I'm saying that if you have the time and you want the energy, go for it. Absolutely. So I don't want anybody to think that I am against anything here, because I'm always for doing the right thing. And And I want to thank you for coming on to Shooting Spaces. Please check out shootingspaces.net, our website, where we have our presets and our webinars and all kinds of educational stuff, good stuff there. And
the new year now, we're going to work on that Infuse webinar. Let's start putting it together, Rich.
You are going to work on that. The other one. Yeah. The Infuse website. And we're going to work on the other one we've been talking about, which is exciting. And awesome. We've got some great things in 2021. And thank you all for hanging out with us through these tough times. It's probably been good to have this podcast during COVID, because we all had a little extra time on our hands.
Exactly. And get some Ask the Guys questions in. We're running a little low. I think we only have like 2 or 3 left. So submit them, because we love to answer your questions, like this one from Holt. And Holt, I know we were kind of all over the place today, so hopefully we give you some direction of where to go. I mean, anything you do besides punching him in the face, I think, is a good move. So,
we can agree on.
Yeah,
is not the right thing to do.
Punching him in the face might work. Who knows? Whatever it takes. whatever it takes to get him to get your images down, just go ahead and do it. So,
okay.
But that being said, Rich, it's always a
pleasure chatting with you. Happy New Year to everybody. And in this new year, I want everybody to go really work on their photography, work on your composition, and most of all, go out and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.